Welcome to More Than a Brand Podcast, where we show you how to take your brand from basic to badass. I'm your host, Lindsay Trammell Jones, the WordPress Whisperer, the Olivia Pope of Web Design, and the owner of Fiercify Creative and Consulting. I invite you to sit back, grab your favorite glass of wine, and your note takers, because I'm dropping jewels all season long. Thanks for listening. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. We're back. It's season four. Y'all, we got four seasons. Can I get some hand claps? I hear y'all clapping out there. We've made it to season four of More Than the Brand. And when I close out season three, I let you know that season four was going to be a little bit different. Now, if you've been with me since season one, you know that every season is an improvement. It's a change. You see some differences in the way we're doing things here at Fiercify Creative and Consulting. But this season of More Than a Brand shifted because the market has shifted. And what I mean by the market has shifted is people want to know who's behind these brands that they're purchasing from. And I particularly seen it when Beyonce launched her hair care line, Sacred. Now, unless you've been under a rock or on a social media hiatus, you know that a few months ago, Beyonce launched a hair care line, Sacred. And with that hair care line, the internet went ablaze. People felt, as much as they love the Queen Bee and all her iconic style and music, they just did not know her enough to purchase hair care products from her. They don't feel like they know her enough to, like, yes, girl, come to my Sacred wash day and be a part of my Black hair care experience. And if you are a person of color, if you are a Black person, you know that Black hair care experience is an experience. I mean, she named it Sacred for a reason. Wash day is a day. It is a whole event. So the internet, there are lots of varying opinions as to why you should or should not purchase the product. And the main one was, we've never seen Beyonce's natural hair. I'm always a skeptic. So I thought, how we know we never seen it? Like, how we know that's a wig? Y'all backstage with her? So I did not have that diehard, I know I've never seen this lady's natural hair stance or point of view when it came to Sacred, because I'm not in her business like that. But what I do know is I did a case study on, and it's just continuing case study, but I've done a case study on the launch of Sacred and how once you really look at the brand, it's founded by her, but it's not about her. So that was my stance on the Beyonce Sacred launch, Sacred Gate, whatever you want to call it. Now, that moved me into what season four of More Than a Brand is about. At some point, as business owners, you have to choose to move your brand in a way that aligns with you instead of moving yourself in a way that aligns with your brand. And that's what I'm talking to entrepreneurs about this season of More Than a Brand. We are going to be discussing what made them choose them over the brand, and how do they get there, and what does that look like, and how does that feel? Yes, you're going to get some tips from the actual industry that they're in, but it's more about that person, that face, that feeling, that story behind the brand, because the market has changed. Even myself, I have shifted the way that I show up within my business instead of shifting how I show up for my business, if that makes sense. So instead of worrying about what's on brand, what aligns with me? What do people need to know about me? And one thing people do know is I'm gonna give it to you straight. I'm fairly easy to get along with, but I'm like Kelly Rowland, don't cross me, because I pretend like you never existed. But I am loyal, and maybe loyal to a fault, loyal to the point that I want to see you do well in your business even more so than I want to see myself do well. And because of that, that's how I've continuously showed up for my clients. That's how I show up for myself. And that bled over into what Fiercified is today. Yo, we have grown so much because I have changed the way what I display to the world. Now, that don't mean I got to give the world all my business, because you're not going to get that. I am still a semi-private person. But you are going to get those all the pieces of me, the highs, the lows, the I just ain't got it today, the deep thoughts. Sometimes some things will be surface level. But people that know me know that what you get inside, what you get when you're interacting with me, if you saw me in the street, if we went out to dinner, is the same fire, the same juice. I'm working with a juice company during this time, so it's in my head. The same juice that you're going to get when you're working with me inside my business. Hey, if you are enjoying our show, please hit that subscribe button or hop on over to LinkedIn and follow me at Lindsay Trammell Jones, Brand Identity Designer. That's where I share tips, more insight on branding, and why it's so important as a DEI organization to ensure that your brand is up to par. Okay, that's it. Enjoy the rest of the episode. So as you start listening to the episodes of this season, I want you to take away what pieces of you that you want to start displaying to the world, because people need to know the faces behind the brand. People need to understand that you're more than a copywriter, more than a juice company, more than a executive coaching agency. You're more than that. You are a multifaceted, multidimensional human being that is bringing so many things to the table. And the more people understand where you started from and what made you start showing up as a thought leader and how your thoughts have come to fruition because of X, Y, and Z, the more they can get behind your brand. Y'all buckle up. Season 4, gonna have some amazing interviews. And I don't want to call them interviews. I'll call them conversations. We'll have some amazing conversations with some amazing entrepreneurs from across different spectrums. So you can see, we might cry a little bit. So get your some thug tears. Get your Kleenex together, because this season is going to be different. All right, y'all. I will see you in the next episode with our first interview, and I cannot wait for you to listen. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Remember, hit that subscribe button so you can stay up to date with the new upcoming episodes. And if you want to, find us on social media at fiercified.agency on Instagram, or find us on Facebook at Fiercified Creative and Consultant. Send me a DM. Let me know what you think. I would love to hear your input.